The spring rains have started, and at Jim Cohn's pig pen, that means mud. Of course, these pigs don't really seem to mind that.
So these Berkshires here are, you can see, are really friendly. They're just coming right up to you.
Jim Cohn really likes his pigs. That's because he's hoping the pigs will take care of one of his worst pests. It's a beetle called the plum curculio. In early spring, the beetles lay eggs in the little green apples. The larvae hatch and eat the apples from the inside out. Then the tree drops the bad wormy apples on the ground, and the worms just keep on eating. For a long time, farmers used an insecticide called azinphosmethyl to kill the beetles. But the Environmental Protection Agency is phasing it out. That's because the EPA says the pesticide is very toxic to some wildlife, and it can make farm workers sick. Jim Cohn hasn't used the pesticide for 10 years, ever since he became an organic grower. So for years now, he's been trying to find a perfect predator to stop the beetle larvae. The chickens were too lazy. Hawks ate the guinea fowl that he tried. So finally, Cohn says he had a flashback. His grandpa used to have hogs in the orchard.
When I would climb to go up in the tree in the summertime to get a green apple to eat, all the hogs would come running over there, and my granddad always told me, he says, "You stay away from those hogs, they'll eat you up." I would climb up the tree, and I'd be really scared, and I'd be up there sometimes for an hour or two till the hogs left again.
Cohn says he knows now that the hogs were just hoping for a snack. So last year, he decided to buy some hogs and see if they would eat the wormy apples on the ground. He says baby pigs worked best.
And they would just go up one row, gleaning it like little, kind of like little vacuum cleaners, because that's where they would just, oop, one row, like that, and suck up all those apples.
Cohn says the baby pigs ate 98% of the fallen apples with beetle larvae in them. But he still needed to know that the beetles were actually gone, so they wouldn't come back to attack his apples next year. That job was up to researchers at Michigan State University. Cohn says they fed a mix of beetle larvae and apples to pigs on campus.
And then they put diapers on the hogs, truly diapers. They took special, it was unbelievable, they took special super glue and they Velcroed on their butt. And so that when the pigs went and defecated, they caught all that. Then they took these four students and they made them go through there and wash all this and look for worms.
Cohn says out of 200 worms that were fed to the pigs, they only found one worm at the other end. That means so far it looks like pigs are a pretty good predator. But the researchers don't want to let pigs run wild just yet. David Epstein is the lead researcher on the project.
Jim and I are scheming all the time. I have great expectations that this could be a good management tool in the future, but we have to figure out how to do it properly.
Epstein says they need to make sure the pigs don't cause any contamination problems, something like E. coli. He says so far there isn't any evidence of that, but it's the kind of thing you have to be sure about. If this all goes well, the farmer and the scientist will be writing a book together. It'll be sort of a self-help book, getting pigs to take care of what's bugging you. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.